Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Vav. Tan Rabbanan in Goblin as Hakali V'yeshom Goblin. The Braisa teaches that according to the Tanakama, you're not allowed to knead a thick mixture of toasted grain. And according to the Yeshomrim, who we identify as Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to knead it, provided that you knead it with a shinoi, such as kneading a small amount at a time. Even the Tanakama would agree that you're allowed to stir a thin shasis mixture with flour, provided it's done with a shinoi, such as pouring in the shasis before pouring vinegar into the mixture. The Gemara later mentions that Rabbeinu HaKadosh tried to stop people from kneading thick shasis, but wasn't successful because people followed Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Gemara tells the story of Levi Bereid Rav Huna Bar Chia, who found the person in charge of the cattle in his father's estate kneading bran and water for the animals on Shabbos. Batashpe, since Levi thought this was usher, he kicked the guy. But then his father told him that his maternal grandfather, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, had said in the name of Rav that it's mutter as long as it's done with a shinoi, such as stirring in a crisscross motion and then shaking the utensil. Kasiv upinkase diziri. They found several statements in different notebooks. One said it is usher to knead a thick mixture. Second, that it's mutter to transfer food from one animal's pail to another. The parenthetical we mentioned a machlokas whether there's a maximum amount of food that can be placed in front of animals on Shabbos. Rabbi Shoben Levi's notebook says several things about people born on different days of the week. Somebody born on Sunday will either be completely good or completely evil, symbolized by the Or V'Choshech, light and darkness that were created that day. Somebody born on Monday will be angry because waters were split that day. Somebody born on Tuesday will be a rich adulterer because herbs were created. Somebody born on Wednesday will be smart and radiant because the sun and moon were set in place. Somebody born on Thursday will be a Baal Chesed because fish and birds were created. Somebody born on Friday will look for mitzvos. Somebody born on Shabbos will be called great and holy, but will also die on Shabbos since they had to be Mechal Shabbos for his birth. Rabbi Chanina holds, Lo Mazel Yom Gorim, Ela Mazel Sha'a Gorim. It isn't the day that influences our character, but the hour of the day. Many examples are given, including somebody born in hours of Mars will be a person who spills blood, like a bloodletter, a thief, a shochet, a moel, or even a rabbi who punishes people who violate his pesachim. Itmar, Vichanina Omer, Mazel Machkim, Mazel Mashir, V'yesh Mazel Yisrael. Vichanina holds, constellations affect our intelligence and wealth, and even affect the Jewish people. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein mazal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan and Rav disagree and hold that mazalos have no influence on the Jewish people, just as Hashem told Avram, "Say me it's tagninu shalcha, go out of your astrology." The Gemara tells three stories that demonstrate ein mazal Yisrael. First, after Shmuel was told by an astrologer that a certain man would die, he predicted that if the man was Jewish, he would survive. He in fact survived the snake attack, and Shmuel verified that it was a zchus of not embarrassing a person who had no bread to contribute to a collection, tzedakah tatzim limaves, because charity saves a person from death. Second, an astrologer told Rabbi Akiva that his daughter would get killed by a snake on her wedding day, but she had stuck her pin in the wall and it turned out to have killed the snake. Rabbi Akiva found that his daughter merited to be saved because she had taken care of a poor person who was being ignored by others, and tzedakah tatzim limaves. Finally, an astrologer had told Rabbi Nachum bar Yitzchak's mother that her child would be a thief, so she was careful to always have him cover his head, so he'll have Yerushimayim. When his head became exposed, Alma Yitzre, his Yeter Har, became much stronger, causing him to climb a tree and bite a cluster of dates off with his teeth. Mishnah says, according to the Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, we can cut a gourd to feed an animal and cut a dead animal to feed dogs on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says that if the animal is not dead when Shabbos started, it's muktzah and cannot be fed to the dogs. The Gemara quotes three Amoraim who agree with Rabbi Shimon's more makel definition of muktzah, and three who agree with Rabbi Yehuda's more strict definition of muktzah, and that's the basic chazar of Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Vav.